You're listening to When Christians Speak Online Talk Radio, broadcasting out of the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area. Today's voice crying out in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord. When Christians Speak is dedicated to lifting up the name of Christ Jesus and spreading the good news.
So it's now, brother, can you spare a dime? My God shall supply my need. Don't have to beg because I am a thief. Cause every good.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord, everybody. Welcome to the broadcast of Christmas Eve Talk Radio. I'm one of the hosts here today. This is Arthur in Real Life here, man. We're talking, waiting for a few brothers to join us in a few minutes. I just want to do a couple of sound checks just to make sure that we are good to go. But God is faithful. Amen. And again, it's just been an awesome week, an awesome period of time. Things have been going on with Christmas Eve Talk Radio with celebrating our ninth year anniversary and everything, so we're grateful for that, and we're just grateful for God. So, yeah. Amen. Let's go ahead and amen. So. All right. Amen. All right. Amen. All right. So I had to try to do something a little different, but I'm back with you. Okay, again, this is Reverend Ray. This is R3 Real Life for Men. And we'll talk, we're about to get started in a few more minutes. And then I just got a couple of quick things to let you know about our weekly broadcast of History, Bound, and Grace with Minister Vanessa Wim. It's every Tuesday at 7 p.m. Challenge to Change with Pastor Paul Morgan. It's every Wednesday at 7 p.m. Declaring the Finish Work with Pastor Pat Randall. It's every Thursday at 12 noon. Friday Night Joy is at 7 p.m. It's the fourth Friday of the month at 7 p.m. Amen. So we're happy about that. The Bread of Life is the first and third Sunday, the first and the third Sunday at 7 p.m. And the weekly midday glory prayer is every Wednesday at 1 p.m. That's a free conference call number that's done by Reverend Gwen Dixon. That is 267-807-9605. That access code is 732-499. Amen. Our monthly broadcasts are as follows. Lifeline with Apostle Shirley Jones is every first Monday at 7 p.m. Adoration with Evangelist Lewis McElwain is every third Monday at 7 p.m. Matters of the Heart Singles Ministry, which is a panel of both men and women, that's every third Friday at 7 p.m. The Bold and the Beautiful is every second Saturday at 10 a.m. Amen. That's a group of the young people. Amen. They're coming together to praise and to worship God. We're grateful for them. Also, Real Life, Real Men, Real Talk, which is R3, is today, it's the second Sunday at 7 p.m. Marriage Takeover, Eric and Tamika Thompson, is every fourth Sunday at 7 p.m. And Spiritual Nuggets of Truth is aired every second and fourth Monday at 8 p.m. with Minister Carmen A. Brooker. Look like I got a couple of brothers that's joining me now. Who I got with me today?
Cleophas.
Hey, Brother Cleophas, how you doing?
Okay. Doing well, sir. How about yourself?
Doing well. Yeah. Who
Tony Mitchell is on.
Oh, thanks, Brother Tony. Good to hear from you again.
Hey, how's it going, guys? Sorry.
Good to hear from you, man.
Yeah, it's been crazy schedule-wise, but I'm glad to be here.
Yeah, I know it has been. We keep you there. Prayers, and we keep Father celebrating his birthday. So God is good, man. He's just faithful. Yeah, God is good. Let's go ahead and open up the prayer. Father God, we come today first to give you praise. Thank you for your many blessings and things that you're doing in our life. God, we thank you, God, for giving us the ability to worship you, to serve you, God. We give this broadcast to you. We pray that you would come and have your way, Holy Spirit. You set the atmosphere. You speak the words, God. You know what needs to be done, and said, you know what healing needs to take place, what deliverance needs to take place, what hope needs to be restored, what mountain needs to come down, God. You know everything that was about it, God. We pray for every brother that's on this network, those that are listening, those that are listening later on, God. We pray for them that all across the world, whoever they might be, God, that you will show yourself mighty to them, God. That you will begin to reveal the allegories and the mysteries of you, God. We thank you in advance for those things to be done, not because of us, God, but because of you, your grace, and your mercy. Come, Holy Spirit, come and have your way. We do pray this prayer in Christ Jesus' name. Amen and amen and amen. Amen.
Amen.
I just want to make sure.
Amen.
Yeah, I just want to make sure you guys can hear me. Can you hear me well?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Oh, well. Okay, good. Outstanding. So before we get into anything, I know the last couple of months, well, 2 months ago, Brother Cleo was teaching on capacity. I'm not sure whether he's ready because I didn't catch base with him. But he was going to do a last one. Then it fell on Valentine's Day, so we decided to wait. So I'm not sure he's ready for us now. If not, we can talk about something else. But before I do all this, I want to just check and see how everybody's doing, man. How you doing, Brother Antonio? I'm starting with you, man. What's going on with you?
Yeah, thanks, brothers. Everything is going well. As you guys probably already know, just sharing with the audience, I had major knee surgery this past December to repair my torn patella tendon. That's a long story in itself of how that actually happened. But I'm healing. Everything's going well. The doctor just cleared me from another milestone, so give God glory for healing. Still got a ways to go. I probably won't be fully medically cleared till June, but hey, I'm glad to be able to be walking, to be able to basically be independent, no crutches. So I'm just praising God for this good report that I have to share.
Amen. That's a blessing.
Praise God.
That's a blessing. Amen. Amen. Brother Cleo?
Man, all is well. If I complain, it would be a sin. God is good, and he's, you know, life is good.
Yeah.
I was sharing with some people, you know, a month or so ago. You know, I've learned that, man, the happiest people in the world are the people that are, number one, they're thankful and they're grateful. And I am so thankful and grateful to God that he allowed me to see another day. And I'll always give him praise. I'll always give him glory. And I have nothing to be to complain about. I have nothing to be in fear about, because I know that he's God, and he's God all by himself. And so I just rejoice in that, and I thank him. And I thank you guys for this opportunity to be on the airways with you once again.
I'm like you, Brother Theophilus and Brother Tony. That's what they want to look over my life. Look, well, I'm grateful to be here in the land of the living. You know, I'm grateful that God has brought a mighty long way. I'm grateful for everything that he's doing on a personal note, but even from the perspective of the broadcast, like I was said earlier, that we celebrated 9 years of doing this broadcast and everything. And so I'm just grateful for God for them. I'm grateful for the people that he has put around me. Every single last one, man, brothers, man, mean a lot to me. You know what I mean? You pour into my life with at times, and you don't even know, even your Facebook posts, Tony, with you and with your wife's ministry, I have to share it. You know, I have to share those things. But those, some of the things are dear to my heart that people are going through. So I'm grateful for that, you know. But I'm grateful that I'm still here, you know, even though there was a time that the doctors may have given up or whatever, stuff like that. I'm still here. I'm still in the land of living, and I'm still got the capacity to give him praise, to magnify him, his name. So I'm grateful for that, too. Thank you, brother, for sharing those things, because people need to see the men. You know, all of us are going through something or know somebody is going through something in life, you know. But our relationship with Christ is so important, to the point where we have to remain focused even while we're going through. And it's not easy. I lost a very close, I call him a father figure, man. He was probably like a father figure in my life, you know, recent last couple of weeks and everything, Reverend Robin Glenn. And he meant the world to me. He really did. And he went on to be with the Lord. He poured into so many other people's lives. So we don't know a lot of times the impact we have on others and everything like that. But he had an impact on a lot of men and women. Like a lot of pastors came from that ministry and everything. So I'm grateful to God that I've gotten a chance to know him and to know him well. You know, I'm grateful for every discipline that he came. He did, even when I didn't like him, you know. So I'm grateful. So I want to give a shout out to him and to his family. Man, you, I don't know who that was last. Somebody know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah. He called into the office, man. He goes, what I do, you know, and stuff. But I really love that man and God, you know, and his wife. They were definitely a great team. They had been there for like 58 years, you know, before he passed away. So, but God is faithful, man. So, yeah, this is a grateful place to be in. Everything. So what I'm going to do, Brother Cleophas, I don't know where you're at and stuff, where you want to start and where you left off or where you want to do a rehash and everything like that, man. But I want to just give you an opportunity just to say some things, then we can just talk some more. If you don't have anything, that's fine. Definitely talk about being grateful. That's a topic.
That's a good word within itself. If you guys are good and I'm good, I mean I am prepared to continue on. If we want to continue on our talk about being grateful and thankful, we can do that as well. I will yield to the Holy Spirit always. And whatever direction you want to go, brother Ray, I'm good with it either way. I'm prepared either way.
Right. Well, I when I was setting the broadcast, I really felt that we need to continue on with your conversation, because it ties into being grateful too. You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm gonna let you go ahead and speak. I just wanna sit back and listen, and if Tony, if you got something to add or say, man, feel free. Okay.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay. All right.
Well, praise God. Yes, sir. Well, praise God. You know, I thank God for another opportunity, and as I said a few minutes ago, man, I'm grateful. When I open my eyes in the morning, I'm giving God thanks and praise for allowing me to see another day, and asking him, you know, what opportunities lie before me. And as I mentioned a couple of months ago when we were on, the Spirit of God gave me a word for this year, and that word was capacity. And, you know, God doesn't give you a word and then just leave you to chew on it by yourself. You know, Holy Spirit is there to continue to minister and to guide you and direct you. And so we'll give a recap of some of the things we talked about the last time we were on the air live, and then I'll go into some new information that he has given unto me to share with his people. And the Spirit of God gave me this word capacity, and for this year. And when he first gave it to me, I didn't really understand, you know, capacity. And what I'm learning is when you talk about capacity or you think about a capacity, that means that there's a limit on an arena, or a limit on quantity of something that you can get. There's some sort of limit when you talk about a capacity. And what the Spirit of God has shown me is that, you know, we too often as believers, we put limits on what God can do, and God is a limitless God. There's nothing that's too big for him. There's nothing that is impossible for him, and there's nothing that he can't do. So where I started off, and I'll just do a quick review. Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 3 was where I started out, where it showed me that blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who have blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. So he's given us all everything that pertaineth to life and godliness. He's given us all spiritual blessings. So there's nothing that we are void of. We have everything that we need to sustain us. And again, the only time that we will fall short is based on the limitations that we put on ourselves or that we put on God because we don't have enough or we don't have the faith to believe him for what he said. God's word is true. We talked about a definition of capacity, an individual's mental or physical ability, duty, position, or role. We talked about the Greek word for it being nous, mind, understanding, reason, the God-given capacity of each person to reason, the mental capacity to exercise reflective thinking. For the believer, capacity is the organ of receiving God's thoughts through faith. So we talked about, you know, a capacity to obey, a capacity to believe, faith, and we had scripture references to support those. Capacity of obedience, we found in Genesis chapter 12, verse 1 through 4, and also in Genesis chapter 22, verse 2 on. For the believer, for faith, we looked in John chapter 20, verse 24 through 29, and we talked about the blessing. You know, what does that blessing mean? Blessed means that we're empowered to prosper. And then we looked at John 13. We talked about the capacity to love, the agape love. In chapter John 13 and 34, it talks about a new commandment I've given unto you. If there's a new commandment, that must mean that there was an old commandment. The old commandment was to love thy neighbor as thyself. The new commandment was to love one another as Jesus has loved us. So that's the new commandment. And then we talked about the three ways that we could obtain the God kind of capacity that we want in our lives. And number one was to make Jesus Lord. A lot of believers, we've made him Savior. We've gotten that fire insurance, but we haven't made him Lord. And all that means is that we surrender our will to his will. Number two was deny yourself. The Bible talks, Jesus talks about it, anyone who wants to follow after him or desire to follow after him must take up their cross. And so we got to deny yourself. So we got to deny ourselves. That means that there's some things that I might want to do that does not line up with the will of God or the word of God for my life. Now I got to cut those things off to be in right standing and stay on this path that God wants me to be on. And the third thing in that was to be led by the Holy Spirit. God gave us the Holy Spirit as a helper, you know. Who better to go to than the one who knows everything? Who better to go to than the one that's already in my tomorrow today, that's already in my next week today, that's already in my next year today? He's omniscient and omnipresent. He's everywhere all at once. So why not allow the one that he's given to help me to navigate through this thing called life? Why not submit to him and take everything before him and ask for his guidance and direction in our lives? So to be led of the Spirit. And so that brings me to today. And if you would, if you would, and I'll be brief, if you turn your attention, turn with me to, if you have your Bibles, I hope you do. And I'm going old school. I'm not on my tablet today, so you hear some pages turning. Turn with me to chapter 16 of Matthew, chapter 16. And I'm going to read for your hearing. I'm going to read verse 13 down to verse 19. Very familiar passage of scripture. And I'll start verse 13. And I'm reading out of the King James Version. When Jesus came into the coast of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, "Whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am?" And they said, "Some say that thou art John the Baptist, some Elijah, some Jeremiah, or one of the prophets." And he looked at him and he said, "Well, but who say ye that I am? Who do you say I am?" And Simon Peter answered and said, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." And Jesus answered and said unto him, "Blessed art thou, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood have not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. And I say also unto thee, thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell will not prevail against it. And I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven." Let me read that again. "And I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven. And whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. And whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven." So here, number one, Jesus wanted to know who did men say that he was. And they gave him various answers. And he said, "Okay, that's all good. Well, who do you say I am? You've been walking with me. Who do you say I am?" Well, the only one that spoke up was Peter. And Peter said, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." And Jesus went on to say, "Well, you know, flesh and blood didn't reveal that to you. You didn't get that from no man. You didn't get that from the barbershop. You didn't get that from the car garage. You didn't get that at the gym. The only place you could have got that revelation is from God the Father." And then he went on to change his name and call him Peter and let him know that what his name meant rock, and that he was going to build his church on this rock, and that the gates of hell could not prevail against it. And here's the key part here. He says, "I'm going to give you the keys to the kingdom of heaven. And whatever you bind on earth, heaven's going to back you up and they're going to bind it. We're going to bind it. And whatever you loose, God's going to back it up and he's going to loose." And so many believers today, or so many people that confess Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior in their lives, they haven't gotten the same revelation. They have reduced the ability of God to work on their behalf. See, while we're waiting for God to do something on our behalf, we're waiting for him to do what he's already done. When God finished putting everything together on the seventh day, on the seventh day, it said he rested. And I've got a revelation for anyone that's listening or anyone under the sound of my voice. God has already done everything that he's ever going to do. When Jesus came to the earth and before he departed, when he was on the cross at Calvary, he said, "I have come and I've completed what you sent me to do. It is finished." Well, what was finished? Everything that he came to earth to do was finished, was done. Healing, deliverance, breakthrough, mental capacity, it was done. It was finished. And then I asked my wife, "Why does God put so much importance on faith?" And it's probably a question that we all should ask ourselves. Why is so much importance put on faith? And here's the conclusion that I came to, or one of them. So you look at the world system. there's two systems operating here. You look at the world system and you look at the kingdom of God system. In the world system, the currency in the world system is money. And the Bible talks about it. It talks about it. It says that it doesn't say that money is bad. It says the love of money is the root of all evil. And then you look at the kingdom of God system. What's the currency in the kingdom of God system? The currency in the kingdom of God system, in God's system, is faith. What is he telling us here? He's telling us he's giving us the keys to the kingdom of heaven and whatever we bind. So if I don't do anything, then God won't do anything. Because he's already done everything that he's going to do. He's given us dominion and power over all the works of his hand. And we have to get a revelation of this, and we have to get an understanding of this, is that in order for me to have everything that God has called me to have, then I got to operate within the kingdom of God system. I can't operate in the kingdom of God system and in the world system and expect to have the kingdom of God results. I'm either going to operate in the world system, or I'm either going to operate in the kingdom of God system. If I'm operating in the world system, I'm going to get worldly results. Some days I might be up. Some days I might be down. You know, things are going to affect me differently. But when I'm operating by faith in the kingdom of God system, there is an endless supply. There is an endless supply. There is an endless level of hope. There's a new understanding that I get. And this understanding, you know, I looked up, I did a study, or I looked up and I got this revelation about understanding. The understanding is this, and if you look over there in Proverbs chapter 4, I believe it's verse 7, you know, Solomon said, wisdom is the principal thing, therefore get wisdom. But with all thy getting, get understanding. Because the only thing that you and I get to keep in life is that which we understand. If I don't have any understanding of something, somebody can come and take it away. That's what the scripture says. The scripture said as soon as the word is sown, Satan, the enemy, comes and tries to snatch that word away from you. Why? Because he don't want you to get no understanding of the word. He don't want you to get a revelation of the word. Understanding is defined comprehension in my heart that gives me the ability to repeat something at will. Let me say that again. Understanding is divine comprehension in my heart that gives me the ability to repeat something at will. So here God is giving us, he's giving us the keys to the kingdom of heaven. And whatever I bind on earth will be bound in heaven. Whatever I loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. And then you go over to 1 John. And I'm going to give you a few scriptures, and then I'm going to get out of the way and open it up for discussion with the other brothers. But if you go over to 1 John chapter number 5 and verse 13 and 14, 1 John chapter 5, verse 13 and 14, and it reads as this. These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that you may know that he that you have eternal life, that you may know that you have eternal life, and that you may believe on the name of the Son of God. Verse 14, and this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. And this is the confidence that we have in him. Who's the him? In God, in Jesus. That if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. Okay, well, watch this. What is his will? And so many of us, we're searching for our purpose and we're searching for the will of God. And let me make it simple. Here's the will of God. God's will is his word. Well, how can you come up with that? Well, over there in Matthew chapter 4, I believe it's verse 4, Matthew 4 and 4. When Jesus had been in the wilderness for 40 days and he came out and Satan tempted him, and Satan said, hey, he knew he was hungry. He knew he was weak. He says, hey, turn these stones into bread. And what did Jesus say? Jesus used the word. He said that we are to only go after the word, right? It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. What did he say? That we are not to live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. We're not to live by Popeye's chicken alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. Well, what is God? What is he saying? We follow what the word says. We follow what the word says. That's God's will. God's will is his word. When I pray, and I want to pray the will of God, I pray his word. I repeat what his word says about my situation, about whatever circumstances I'm going through, whether it's a health challenge, whether it's a financial challenge, whether it's a family challenge, whether it's a mental challenge, whatever it is, I'm going to say what the word says. That's how I increase my capacity to have everything that God has called me to have in life. And then verse 15 says, and if we know that he hear us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desire of him. Watch this. Make it personal. And since I know that he hears me, whatsoever I ask, I know that I will have the petitions that I have desired of him. Make it personal. Make it personal to you. How am I going to increase my capacity to understand? How am I going to increase my capacity to hear from God? I'm going to make Jesus Lord. I'm going to deny myself, and I'm going to be led of the Spirit. Amen? To the book of Genesis, and I've got three more scripture references that I want to give to you, and we can open this thing up. We're talking about this capacity. And you go over there to the book of Genesis. And remember I said that the only people that put limitations on what you and I can have is us. And some of it is, quite frankly, from our rearing, from our upbringing, you know, the environment that we were in. You can't have this and you can't have that. And sometimes it's because of, you know, your background and your nationality and your race. And you can't have this, or you don't qualify for that, or you can't. And all you hear is you can't, you can't, you can't. And I've been in the customer service business for over 30 years, and I took that word can out of my vocabulary. When I'm sitting in front of a client or something and we're in negotiations, I let them know. I said, listen, I'm not going to sit here and tell you what I can't do. I'm going to tell you what I can do, because can't is a negative connotation. So I've taken that word can out of my vocabulary, because I can. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And that's not just a quoting of a scripture for me. That's what I believe in my heart. So watch this, chapter 18, verse 14. And here, let me give you a little. So here, God is talking to Abraham, and he's letting Abraham and Sarah are well past childbearing years. And God has just let Abraham know that Sarah is going to have a child, have his son. And Sarah laughed in the tent. And God even asked her, hey, she laughed? And she said, no, she didn't laugh. But God said, yeah, you did. And here's what God said in 14. Let me read 13. And the Lord said unto Abraham, wherefore did Sarah laugh, saying, shall I of a surety bear a child, which am old? And here's what God said. Is anything too hard for the Lord? And then he backed it up. He says, at the appointed time I will return unto thee according to the time of life, and Sarah shall have a son. What? This is what God said. Now, she's past her childbearing years according to the natural law. according to her body and the natural law progression of life, there comes a time where a woman will pass her childbearing years and she can't have children anymore because her time has passed. But God spoke to her womb. He spoke to her. He said, you're going to have a child. And she laughed. And God said, she stopped him. Is anything too hard for the Lord? And sometimes I think we get so caught up in what's going on around us, man, we forget how big and powerful our God is. And then we start to put limitations on what he can do and what he can't do. And the truth of the matter is the only limitations we're putting on him, we're not putting limitations on him, we're putting limitations on our ability to be able to receive all the promises that he's given unto us. The scripture says that all the promises of God are yes and amen. Yes, and it's done. Yes, I'll do it. It's done. It's already done. Stop putting limitations on God. Stop discrediting or shutting down the blessing that God has for you with unbelief, with no faith. Turn with me over to Numbers. If I give you a word, I got to give you scripture to back it up, right? If I'm telling you that God is a limitless God, I got to give you scripture to back it up. That's how you build your faith up. The scripture says that faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Where if you look that hearing up in that passage of scripture and change it around, it says faith cometh by understanding, and understanding by the word of God. Faith cometh by understanding, and understanding by the word of God. What's God's will? His word. Watch this. Look at verse number 19. In chapter 23 of Numbers, 19 and 20. Watch this. God is not a man that he should lie. Stop. What? God is not a man that he should lie. Well, what does that mean? If he said it in his word, then it's got to come to pass. It's got to produce. It's got to produce. God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. Have he said? And shall he not do it? Or have he spoken? And shall it not be made good? Make it good. Behold, I have received a commandment to bless. Watch this. And he has blessed, and it cannot be reversed. God's already blessed you with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus. And it cannot be reversed. That's what the word says. This is what I'm making up. That's what the word says. Increase your capacity to trust God. Increase your capacity to believe God. He will put his super on your natural. Yes, in your natural ability, you can't do it. You can't heal yourself. You can't get yourself out of that financial jam that you're in. You can't make your relationship, your marriage right. You can't make your kids act right. That's in the natural. But when God puts his super on your natural, good God from Zion. Turn with me, if you will, to Isaiah. Go with me over to Isaiah chapter 55, I want to say. Well, let's go to Isaiah chapter 11 first. Isaiah chapter 11. No, chapter 55, Isaiah 55. That's where I want you to go. Isaiah 55. And let's look at verse number 8. And I'll read down from 8 down to down to verse number 11. I pray y'all are all right. Verse number 8. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways, saith the Lord, my ways. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. God's setting this thing in order for you. He's letting you know that your natural ability will only take you so far, but when he puts his super on your natural, the door is wide open. Verse 10, for as the rain cometh now, and the snow from heaven, and returneth not there, but watereth the earth, and maketh it to bring forth in bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater. That it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater. Watch this, verse 11. So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void. Whoa, boy. But it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I send it. Lord, he's not a man that he should lie. He's blessed, and it cannot be reversed. So has his word gone forth, and it shall not return unto him void, but it shall accomplish that which he pleases, and it'll prosper in the thing whereto he sent it. So he told Sarah that she was going to have a child, well past her years of childbearing. His word went forth. It did not return unto him void. They had a child named him Isaac. Why did he name him Isaac? Because she laughed. Isaac means laughter. It didn't return unto him void. And here's where the rubber meets the road. Here's where the rubber meets the road. In Genesis chapter 1, verse 26, God said this. He said, let us make man in our image and after our likeness. Let us make man in our image and after our likeness. Every one of us have been made in the image and after God's likeness. Every one of us. God is a speaking spirit. What am I? I am a speaking spirit. I am a spirit. I have a body, and I live in a soul. I mean, I have a body. I live in a body, and I have a soul. I am a spirit. I live in a body, and I have a soul. I am a spirit. I live in a body, and I have a soul. He's created me in his image and in his likeness. So, if I'm to have what I'm supposed to have in this earth realm and be able to have dominion over all the works of his hand, then I have to start functioning, acting like I have been created in his image and after his likeness. What does that mean? God said something. God always said something, before it came to pass. If you look in Genesis, you'll see in there several times, and God said, 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 and then when you get down to around about verse 30 in chapter 1, and it says, and God saw. You see, he said something before he saw something. He believed before he saw. And that's what happens to us as born again believers. The world says, I'll believe it when I see it. Faith says, I believe it until I see it. I don't have to see it. And if you think about this faith, you have to believe that there's a God that you've never seen before. You've never seen, no man has ever seen God. That's what the scripture says. And you have to believe. And then you have to believe that Jesus is the son of a God that you've never seen before. And then you have to believe that he died on a cross for your sins. And watch this. 3 days later, God raised him from the dead. And that he forever sits at the right hand of God, ever interceding on your behalf and my behalf. That's what you have to believe. That's why God puts so much importance on faith. That's why it says in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6, that without faith, it's impossible to please him. Without faith, it's impossible to please him. Because one must first believe that he is. And that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. So how am I going to increase my capacity to live the life that God has called me to live? Number one, I'm going to make Jesus Lord. I'm going to submit my will to his will. I'm going to get in the Word of God daily, and I'm going to search the Scripture, and I'm going to study the Scripture, and I'm going to ask God, hey, God, Lord God, as I read your Word and as I meditate on your Word, give me fresh revelation, knowledge, and understanding in your Word that I may be able to do the things that you've called me to do. And then deny yourself. Sometimes denying yourself is turning off that sporting event that you want, that you love, and getting in the Word. Deny yourself. Don't let distractions come up. Set your time and set yourself to be in God's Word. Bible says, pray about everything. Worry about nothing. Don't let all these little distractions come up, these giants come up in your life. Make God bigger than all of them. And then be led by the Spirit. Allow the Spirit of the living God, his Holy Spirit, that he's given unto us as a free gift. He didn't give it to the world. He gave it to you, the believer. He gave Holy Spirit to you, the believer. He gave him Holy Spirit to you, the believer, not to the world. Why? So that you can have an advantage in life. So that you can have a counselor that can show you things to come. A helper that you can call on. Should I pull the trigger on this? Should I buy this house? Should I buy this car? Should I marry this guy? Should I marry this woman? Seek his help. Some of us are in relationships that we were never ordained to be in, but we're in them. And it's like you're living in a living hell. Why? Because that wasn't the one for you. God has something better. My wife and I are looking at to buy a new house and buy a new property. And I put this before God. And she's come to me with some properties and I've turned them down. Why? Because I didn't hear from God. I didn't hear from God. And when I hear from God, when the right one comes along, I'm going to be settled in my spirit because the Holy Spirit's going to settle me and say, this is the one. And then I'm going to pull the trigger. Stop making decisions without the help of the helper. Stop living life on your own. That's what Proverbs 3:5 says. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. But in all your ways acknowledge him. And what does it say? He shall direct your path. I pray that what I've shared on this evening has been a blessing to someone. Lord knows I know it's been a blessing to me. There is power. You know, this capacity gives you power of a limitless capacity. And when you start to look at this, and there's so many things, so many different directions, so many things that you can pull into with this capacity. But more importantly, you got to have an understanding of what the Word says. The Word says that no good thing will he withhold from you. Well, maybe you're not getting that thing, or maybe the thing is not producing the way you want to produce it because it wasn't the good thing that God had for you. He had something better for you. And you settled. Stop settling. Trust God. Amen?
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Brother Creole. That's an awesome word, man. Awesome.
Praise
all
God.
Kinds of things.
Yes, awesome word.
Yeah.
Praise God.
Yeah.
Praise God.
Brother Tony, speak a little bit, and I'm going to speak at the end. So, Brother Tony.
Yeah, that was a lot of meat that you shared on tonight. And the one thing that I really loved that you shared was the capacity. God has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavens. And the only capacity that we limit ourselves to is the one that we place upon ourselves. And the scriptures that you provided, and one of the favorite scriptures that I love is the story of Abraham and Sarah, you know, and you really, really just broke that whole thing down. And, you know, I love the other aspect of the currency. You know, the currency that we have in the kingdom of God is our faith. As long as we have our faith, then we can move with the speaking things into existence before we even see it. And then the other capacity is in operating within the kingdom of God, knowing the will. We can easily identify God's will for our lives, like you said, reading his word, meditating on his word, studying his word, memorizing scriptures, actually living our lives according to the word. And if we do that, we will get the revelation of what God has in store for us individually as far as what he wants us to do in regards to his overarching will. So I learned a lot for what you shared on tonight, and bless you, you know, for sharing this awesome job.
I'll be the glory.
Amen. I heard several things too. I heard you say, I think the word was, the word that I got was irreversible passages. In other words, it's God's not going to take it back, you know. Irreversible,
right.
Can't be reversed, you know. The other word that had the different capacity, and I should have wrote it down, and I did that. But a different capacity as far as it being so much to the point that we haven't even touched the surface of the capacity that God has for us. You know, we can't explain it. We can't put a measurement on it or anything like that. The capacity that God wants us, that in other words, that is available for us. But sometimes one of the things you mentioned is that we settle instead of reaching the full potential of what God has for us, you know, and everything. So that's what I got, man. And I'm like, man, I'm sitting up here and I'm like shaking my leg and I'm like, whoa, this is powerful. Because that, you know, when we go through things, especially as men, man, we try to figure things out ourselves, you know. And I think the key is just give it over to God. Just like, okay, like you said, ask the Lord. No, I can't pull the trigger, Lord. Do you say something? If you don't say nothing, I'm not pulling the trigger. You know, and rest in that and be comfortable in that and know that God got it, you know, and know that God has everything in control. But that irreversible capacity that's available to us, he doesn't take the gift and come back away from us. It's available right there. You know, we just got to walk in it and grab it. Oh, look, I don't know about anybody else, but everything God has for me, I want it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I don't want to leave nothing on the table. I don't want no blessings. I don't want no healings. I want it. I want nothing. No spiritual breakthroughs. I don't want whatever he has. I want it all, Lord. I want it all.
Great,
I want
yes,
it all
sir.
To be used for his glory. You know what I mean? To use for his glory. You know? Like, not for me. Not that I can get rich and nothing like that. But to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. To live
Amen.
In a way that I'm salt, light, and power. Like salt, light, and power. We got to open our mouth, man. All we got to do is just walk. And somebody get blessed or somebody get delivered. That's it, man. You did it, man. That was it, man. Because that was it. You did it. That was good, man.
That was real good.
That was
I give all glory and honor to God. You know, it's just amazing, man. When you set yourself to hear from God, and you set yourself to be obedient to his call. It's you know, I am so full, you know. I'm so full, and I'm that's why I started off, man. When you asked me, you asked us to share a little bit at the beginning of the show, man. I'm just so thankful and grateful to God. In this world today, with everything that's going on, man, and all the stuff, it's so easy to get depressed. It's so easy. My wife and I were at dinner with some very good friends of ours this evening. That's why I texted and said I might be a little late. But, you know, and we're sitting, we're talking, and we're talking about some of the things that's going on in the world. We're talking about that young lady that jumped off the 29th floor in New York. And, you know, what drives people to that? And there's a void. There's a deficit.
Yeah.
There's an emptiness. People are hurting.
Yeah.
And we've been called to be the light.
Yeah. Yeah. We need to show them about the capacity of loving God.
Yes.
Start light and power, man. Show them, you know, and everything like that. They many are blocked. They can't see. They're looking for the light. The light is Jesus Christ. The light is enough. Yeah. We have to show them, man, you know. Yeah, that we have to show them. Yeah, there's so much going on. But even in the midst, people all the time, I talked to someone last week about the same similar thing. And I told them, I said, what the world see on TV is nothing compared to what God is really.
Yes, sir. Man, I feel like such a crybaby sometimes. Oh, my.
It's nothing. But the world is going to advertise only those things that it sees. And every miracle takes place and stuff like that. But what God is doing in this world with all the crazy, God is revolutionizing. God is changing lives. People are being blessed. People
yes, sir.
Throwing away false God. All of that is taking place. So I'm grateful. So, because every now and then he got a glimpse.
What did that girl tell Solomon? She said the half hadn't been told. You ain't seen nothing yet.
We can't see much anyway, man. You know, we see too much. I want to be around us.
Yes, sir.
You don't want to be around us, but I'm just grateful, man. Thank you. Thank you, Brother Creel, for that, man. That was just a blessing. And that was definitely something I needed, you know, to remind me that God's promises are irreversible, okay? It's irreversible. It can't do it. Because he can't go back on his word. It's a promise. It's a covenant, you know?
He said he blessed you. He ain't taking it back. None you can do. He ain't taking it back.
Nothing you can do. And that's a great thing, too. That when you think about it, the blessings that he has called out for you and named in your name, he can take it back. And it has to fulfill what he said it's going to accomplish. You know, that in itself, you know, that would make me start crying. Just thinking about that aspect.
Yes, sir.
Everything he has spoken over your life, it will come to pass.
Yes, sir.
That's wow. Wow.
Yeah. No matter what.
Yeah, I'll share this with you, brother, and I'll be very brief. Many years ago, you know, when God showed me what my assignment would be, he said this to me. And I remember hearing it just as clear as we're talking right now. He says, if you ever get a revelation of who you really are, if you ever get a revelation of who you really are, you'll never lack anything in your life. If you ever get a revelation, and who are we? I've been created in the image and the very likeness of God.
Yeah.
I am a speaking spirit just like he is. Just like he can call those things that be not as though they were, so can I. And you got to believe that. You got to know that the word works if you work it. Don't fall back. Don't faint. Don't lose heart. You know, and Daniel, I believe it's chapter 10. One of you can correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe that's where it's at. When God said that from the moment you believe, this young man was praying. He said, from the moment you believe and set your heart to believe, I heard you and I answered your prayer. But then it went on to say, but the prince of Persia withstood me for 21 days. Mm-hmm. You wonder why your prayer hasn't been answered yet, because Satan don't want your prayer to be answered. And he hopes
yes.
that you'll fall off and faint and don't believe that it's going to happen. But he said, but the angel Michael came.
Mm-hmm.
Watch out now. See, God wants you to have mm-hmm. what you say. Satan doesn't.
Yeah.
So you never heard these words, how
yeah.
long, God? You never heard me say, how long, God? Because I know that if I prayed it and I've set my heart on toward God on this, that I'm going to have the petitions of my heart. That's what his word says. That ain't what Cleo Malone said. That ain't what Cleopa said. That's what God's word said. And I'm going to tell you what the word say, and that's all I can tell you. You can believe any doctrines you want to believe, and you can believe. No. What does the word say?
What does the word say? Amen. Amen.
Yes. Amen.
Brother Tony, we're out of time, but I want to make sure that I give you a chance to say anything else you want to add or say before we close out.
No, I'm good. I'm full. I'm full.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, guys. Man, I appreciate you, brothers. Man, I love you guys, brothers, so much. Brother Cleo, we're going to ask you to go ahead and close us out, and also open the doors for anyone to accept Jesus Christ as the Lord and Savior if they're listening. You know, maybe they don't know Jesus Christ as the Lord. So we're going to do a little bit of both. But you can go ahead. You'll have the final closing out prayer and everything. Okay.
Yes, sir. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this evening. We thank you for this is the day that you have made, and we choose to rejoice and be glad in it, Father. Thank you for your word that has gone forth, Father, the word that you've given unto me, Father. And Father, I pray that I've delivered the word in the aspect and manner that in which you've given it to me to share with your people, Father. I thank you that it's gone into their hearing, Father, and that it shall not fall on bad ground, Father, but it'll fall on good ground, Father. I thank you that the people are blessed, and it shall not be reversed, Father. Father, I lift up those that are under the sound of my voice, Father. I lift up those who believe in for their family members, Father. And, Father, I thank you right now, Father. Your word says that if we confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in our heart that God has raised him from the dead, that they shall be saved. So if you're under the sound of my voice, just repeat this prayer after me. For those who want salvation, those who want the power of God to be working in their lives. Dear Lord Jesus, I repent of my sins. I ask you to come into my heart now, and I'll make you my Lord and Savior. I submit my will to your will, Lord. Have your way in my life. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
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 Praise God. Thank you, brother. Well, you've been listening to We Christian Speak Talk Radio. This has been our three real men, real life. And I just messed that up today. real life, real brothers, man. I feel good. Praise God. I'm just grateful. That was an awesome word, Brother Cleophas, man. We appreciate you and everything. So we can go ahead and sign out. Thank you, brothers, for signing in. We'll talk later. God bless all of you. God bless all of you. God bless all of you. Amen.
Amen.